like this. Hanoifte in the Pundukiois, that if you give something again to your innkeeper, Hanoifte in the Pundukiois, so Hanoifte was a Shaloi Meiser, Eshunoifte in law, the Eshunoifte Lemeno, the same thing. Whatever you give her, you have to make sure you took off Trumas Meiser first, because you have to be Shash. Maybe she's an exchange and eat yours. And whatever she gives you back, the innkeeper, also you have to take off Trumas Meiser. Because we're afraid that she'll change it around. Machlefes. So who you see, people do change around what you give them. Like on the first price, it says you don't have to be afraid. Someone says also, Hosam Nami Maria Viyomra. Here also, she'll be Maria Hete for herself, and if she bakes it, she may keep what she bakes first and give back something else. Yeah. Someone says, why? Rashi says, Hosam Nami Lutayvi Miskavenis. That's what Matmor says. The case is also Nami Murray, she's Murray Hepha, she gives Hepha to herself young, just like this. Babe Rav, like Mustama, the innkeeper, she has like Tamid Chomim, that learn Yeshiva, are sleeping by her. In the inn, so she wants to be nice to him, she says like this. Lechol chamimi, let them eat the hot bread. Yonah echol kriri, I'll eat the cold one. In other words, that true, they gave her bread, dough to bake. Could be she baked it first, but for a time they came back and cooled off. So she's marretta to say, you know what, I'll eat this cold one, and I'll bake new fresh one for them. So she also means it for the toiv of the baby rav, therefore they have to be afraid that maybe she exchanged around. And therefore, what you give her first, you have to make sure it took off tumas and maestros, because it may end up she's going to eat it. And when you take back from her, also you'll take off tumas and maestros. Yeah. The more says, well, still, ula chaluf ula chashin, is it true that by a regular person, we're not afraid for exchanging? No, without a het, if they're not mer heta, then they won't do it because they won't steal. Is that true? The Yotani will learn like this. Eishes chover teichenis im eishes amorts. An isha of a chover with tam chochem, she's allowed a teichenis, she can help another, her neighbor, another wife of an amorts, teichenis to grind up, to use the grinder. Rashi says, Nesayes lahanik eserichayim the grinder, he she teichenis nesatvua, when she's grinding up the wheat, with the Amorites, wheat, yeah. So the Eishes Chover could help out the Eishes Amorites. But Bizman she Tmei, only when she's Tmei is this. Rashi Bizman she Eishes Chover Tmei, Lek Lamechash Shema Tishkach Vatim Techtia, Tove Shein Moshe Dechiv, when the Tmei he, Ein Regil Liga Vema she Yasuka Bo, Shema Titmo, Stama Medes Merechoik Vila Noga. As if the Eishes Chover is Tmei herself, so she's used to not touching the dough, not touching the wheat, not to be matamrit. So she helps them use the grinder there, the millstone, she'll stay far away from the food itself. So we're not afraid she'll put it into her mouth. But if the Eishes Chover is tor, then she's not allowed to help out her friend grinding her wheat. Because they have to be afraid while she's grinding, she may take some wheat and eat it. Now this is an Eishes of an Amoritz, so you have to be afraid it's the Mai. See, we're afraid of Mechlefes, like Mechlechurav Gzela. If you tell me before, we're not afraid you'll exchange, means you don't take somebody else's. See, why are we afraid this Eishes Chover will take some of the wheat that doesn't belong to her? So what do you see? No, they'll still exchange, they'll still take somebody else's. We have Shimon Elazar in there. Arf is man she Tumeya. Even when she's told me the Eishes Chover, still my titchen. Still she's not helped out her neighbor growing the wheat. And they say, Chavert in the Senes, love your Chelis, because still her friend may give a teat. So, and she gives it to her. The Peshat is also with a little bit of Gzela, because it belongs to her husband. So Rashi says, Shechavet himself of Echol Alma Shechashuda Lignoi Misho Baila. See, the other wife will steal from her husband. Olach Lech Chaverta. Now the Eishes Chover Alfa Pi Shein Regilo Lo Lecho Gezel Lo Lecho Dabe Shein Musha Chashin and the Shechra. Maybe she'll forget. The other Eishes diminish V'yocha Maidi Oivlai. Somebody else gives you, and more you make mistakes and eat it. By Kolponim, we see here that this Eishes of the Amorites, she's chosher to be gezel, she'll steal from her own husband and give to a friend to eat. Since so, let's be afraid for Chalufim also, that she'll exchange what somebody gave her and give back something else. As well as that question, Hashda migzal gozlo Chalufim iboi, madach where you have a chash that maybe she'll steal from her husband, so for sure she'll just exchange something from somebody else that's less than gezel. So how do we say before stam a person is not exchanged? On Rabbi Yosef, no, hosam nami meruv yom hiros, we're afraid that this ashes, the two wives, will be meruv heter, a special heter here. So like this viyomro, tura medisha kochel. But listen, it's not worse than if you have an animal, when it's threshing, he's allowed to eat from it. So again here also, she said, listen, if my friend is helping me work, b'shash he's working, she's allowed to eat. Rashi says, the zu haylo masayei oisom, that's not called gezel. So that's why the meruv heter both works, they can't eat. So it could be where there's no real heter to take it, we're not afraid of chlufei, they'll change it around. Kochel. Mosel hayid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoruz ben Chomov Sherabi Meir. Lefnei Rabbi in front of him, he said of Eidus like this in front of Rabbi, that our Rabbi Meir, he said about Rabbi Meir, Shochal och olo shal yerek bebeishon. He ate a leaf, a vegetable leaf, a leaf, a vegetable, that's that in Beishon, in this place. Starting to say he ate it without taking off Tumas and Maisus. Rashi says, so now Mishnah Mekosh, both of them have the call, we bring this mind for. Rashi says, olo shal yerek, he ate a leaf of a vegetable, and he didn't take off Tumas and Maisus first. So he ate it in this place, Beishon. He saw the hit the Rebbe as Beishon Kula al Yodoi. Rebbe said the Mustama this Beishon, you let eat the vegetables there without taking off Trumas and Maisus. Was Rashi says, Ye Ksavar in Meya, last not called Eretz Yisrael he. O Maisa Dogam Chutz Lorets who Noigm the Rabbonin. Hoyal Veret Yeraisa. Avo Maisa Yerek, the Eretz Yisrael son in the Rabbonin, son Chutz Lorets not even also in the Rabbonin. So if we was not to you, Titus Yerek. That was the Maisa. Rashi speaks out to the Shitris here, Kaimalon, we hold that Maiser Dogon the Raisa, the Yeret Rabbanon, the Dusha Achron of the Ezra, Kitshaf the Yoslov, the Dusha Zir. So the Dogon and Eretz Yisrael is Midi Raisa. Tilkatoni hit the Rebbe as Beishon Mechlau, the Shah Makrim is Noigabim, other Makrim is Noig Issa. And the Eretz Yisrael is still Noig Issa. Just here the Beishon Halok, like Chutz Loretz, therefore he held it was Mutter. Therefore when Rebbe heard this, Vit Rebbe is Beishoin Akuloi Al Yoda, because of this Maisa. When he heard that Rebbe Meir ate from it without taking off Trumas and Maisas. Shemora says, Chibru Olov Ochiv Ubeis Oviv, that his brothers and his father's house came and almost said to him, listen, Malkum Shavoy Secho, V'yavisai V'secho Noga, but Yisrak up until now, all the fathers, all the Yidin, when the Yisra was displaced Beishoin, they held Mashma was, had a Chilik of Eretz, he has Gushis of Eretz Yisrael on it, is that the Tinik Baheta? Now you want to. Now you, Rebbe, you want to be Matu. How could that be? As up until now, we were knowing by Issa. How could you come and say such Kiddush of Tzmuta? So that didn't bother Rebbe. The Gemara says, Dorish Lehen Mikrazir. So Rebbe got up and asked in this post, it says in Mlochim. It tells a postuk like this. It says a postuk of the Kitas Nechasha Nechoshit. They finally chopped down, broke down Nechasha Nechoshit. Asher also Moshe Beno made. But the Klaiso used to worship at the Shem Avodah Zarah, therefore they knocked it down now. Rashi says it's going on, the Chizkiyah Melech Yudit said, the Chizkiyah knocked down that this Nechash Nechashah that they're worshipping them. The question was, Esher Bo Asav Leibiro, Asher came before ready to knock down all the Avodah Zarahs. Bo Yashav and Yashav also came to knock down all the Avodah Zarahs. Well, Leibiro, they did not knock it down. All the Avodah Zarah in the world, Asya and Yeshua knocked them down. So how could it be the first lady of Chizkiyah and Melech Yudah knocked it down? Elu, what do you have to say? Mokem v'nichu le'yavoyis of this God, boy. There's a place that left over, the other left over something.